Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in on a Wednesday. We say hello to you in the capital city, Jimmy B and Trent, as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock. And a terrific show for you today. Rob Howe will join us, Hawkeye Nation. We'll get his thoughts on everything Hawks at about 12:25, including the comments yesterday by Athletic Director Gary Barta. 1 o'clock, Zubin Mehente, ESPN, will be our guest. Once again, Zubin on at 1. 1:25, Andrew Garda, Pro Football Weekly on the National Football League. And 2:25, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs. It's always fun when we get Adam on the show. You can always get in as well at 264-1700. That's 264-1700. How are you, partner?
Oh, hanging in there. How about yourself?
It's a good day. Good day.
Yeah.
Little sticky out. You can wear this weather, but that's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weather, Jim.
I know it is.
What are you going to do about it?
You can't do anything.
Well, you're old. You like to talk about it. But...
it's not got nothing to do with age.
No.
Why, do you think old people just sit around and talk about weather?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's not the...
Pretty much.
Pretty much, that's it?
Any old person I talk to, it's about the
weather. How's the weather?
And you fall right in line.
I do not.
Every day, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
The weather forecast with Jim Brinson.
There you go. Look, this is going to be a good day. And look, we had the All-Star game last night that went extra innings. We had the McGregor and Money Mayweather news conference, which they dropped about 622 F-bombs during the news conference itself. I'm glad I wasn't working the bleep button because that guy was busy. He probably was needed to take a nap after working on that news conference. At any rate, we'll get into a lot of that stuff today. Quickly, just to recap, because we'll talk a little to Rob Howe about this as well, but Gary Barta meeting the news media yesterday. So it's pretty safe to say, and you said a strong piece on it yesterday. I just wanted to follow up one more time, and then we'll put it to rest pretty much after we talk with Rob, that he's just fine at the University of Iowa.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people thought that this was going to be his undoing, but all indications are they would not have trotted him out there. And with his candor about discussing the lawsuit, which cost the school nearly $7 million, and then him indicating he'll probably have the reserves built up by 2 years. So it's still your thought process. The only way that Barta gets on thin ice is if the football team is mediocre and the basketball team does not make the NCAA?
No. I mean, that's not the only way. I mean, if he gets sued again.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that could happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a myriad of different things that could happen here. A scandal happens again.
Sure.
Something else happens in terms of, you know, what happened with the Meyer case. Absolutely. He's gone.
Okay.
I mean, he's on thin ice for that. But as it pertains to the actual playing surfaces, what matters to him is he needs Iowa to have a good football season.
Yes.
If that doesn't happen, if it is a disappointing year, well, then the conversation is going to be struck up once again about him and about his future and the viability of him as the athletic director. In itself, he is an excellent fundraiser.
Yes, he is.
He raises money incredibly well. You see the capital improvements that they've made there in terms of facilities, mm-hmm. that football structure that they have, the basketball facility, all these different things that they put together. And not just the revenue-generating sports,
right?
But the boathouse for the crew team,
sure.
and all these other things that have been put together. He's done a very good job of that. The one of the black marks against him was his first basketball hire, Todd LeClair.
Yes, right.
Absolutely awful.
Terrible.
The wrestling program, there are some people inside of there that are hoping that more can be done to get them on a level playing field with Penn State.
Okay.
Different kind of conversation, but as a fan base, the Iowa fans expect, at the very least, to be up there competing for national championships. And you can say, well, they're in the top five. That's a little bit different, though, with what Penn State has done over the years.
Sure, with Cale Sanderson
and trying to chase them down. So
right.
You know, that's a different part of it. But in the end, it comes down to football.
Okay.
That is the most important component in Iowa City. And if this is a year, that is a disappointment. If this is a year that doesn't even end in a bowl berth, we're talking losing record.
5-7?
Sure.
Okay.
That wouldn't get you to a bowl game. You don't get to a bowl game, and then people look, and they look not just at what happened 2 years ago, 12-0 regular season.
Yes.
But the other components, the bowl game blowouts.
Yes.
The ugliness that has happened there. You couple that with some disappointing seasons. They haven't gone down. One of those years just last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to turn it on late in the year, but still losses to North Dakota State, Northwestern at home, both of those games. Those are really head-scratching losses. And you take a look at the totality of Kirk Ferentz over the last 6, 7, 8 years. It's pretty mediocre. There's a blip there, yet Gary Barta, when he finally got that great season, handed out yet again another huge, huge long-term contract.
Right.
And as I said last year when it came out, I had absolutely no problem with Gary Barta handing out that contract to Kirk Ferentz. No problem at all at that length.
Okay.
Length didn't matter. It was the buyout language. It was the thing that we had talked about throughout the whole time when it looked like Kirk Ferentz was on thin ice himself.
Yes.
And they were not able to get out underneath it because of that buyout language. And to not change that, when you're not going up against anybody, Kirk Ferentz wasn't looking at another college job. Kirk Ferentz was not looking at NFL jobs. You were bidding against yourself, and again, you were fleeced in that buyout language. That negativity will start to come back if Iowa does have a losing season. So they're very much married. If you have a team that doesn't make a bowl game, Gary Barta is in trouble.
Okay.
And if there's more disappointment, maybe something else happens, whatever it may be, you're going down the road of Gary Barta being in trouble.
If they make a bowl game, a lower tier bowl, let's say they finish 7-5.
Yep.
Okay. And then they get wasted again in a bowl game.
Nah.
You still think it's that's not going to contribute anything.
No.
Okay.
You like to overrate. You're old. You like those bowl games.
I think you overrate. I think
bowl
it's,
game performance as it pertains.
I think
to
you should be competitive.
Okay,
but they haven't been in the last few, so I think that's problematic.
But is it? It's an exhibition game.
Well,
you're not playing for a national championship.
People didn't look at it as an... No, you're not. People didn't look at them as exhibition games just a few years ago. The Rose Bowl's an exhibition game? It's the freaking Rose Bowl.
Right, but the Rose Bowl is not what the Rose Bowl
was. None of the bowls are, with the exception of the first four.
Right.
Okay. You and I both agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a true statement. But I think to be embarrassed the last few seasons in bowl games the way that they have, I think that's a issue. But I see where you're going, that even if they were a 7-5 team, made a lower tier bowl, and got beat again, which would that make it 5 years in a row?
Six
in a row? That it would probably not impact Barta at all.
No. I don't think it would impact Kirk Ferentz at all.
Okay.
That's where it should impact it.
Yes.
And it's not even going to impact him.
So okay.
To go down and say that a bowl loss, even if they get beat 100-0 in a bowl game, and they go out to the Foster Farm Bowl and they lose and they lose to Utah 100-0.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost Gary Barta his job.
Okay.
Come on, Jim.
No, I didn't say it would. I just thought the heat might be on with the embarrassment again. That's all.
What heat? I mean, they got to a bowl game.
Yeah.
You have to look at it in its totality. You look too singular at that one bowl game, and that's all you like to talk about.
No, I don't. I mean,
when you talk 2015, what do you talk about first? You talk about the Rose Bowl. That's what you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You do.
First thing I did is I honored their 12-0 season.
You like to talk about the Rose Bowl first.
Then they got hammered in the Rose Bowl.
And that's
hammered in the last bowl. And in the game, what was it? The Gator Bowl.
Outback Bowl. Yeah.
Well, it was in Florida. So they got hammered in the by a Florida team that didn't even have six defensive starters on the field.
Six? I think you're running into some fuzzy math out there.
How many?
Was it six?
It was, yeah, I think it was. Six starters.
Yeah.
Check me out. I think I'm correct on that.
Regardless,
it doesn't matter.
Who gives a crap?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's so why is having a 10-2 record, yet you don't make the Big Ten championship game? Or let's do this: 9-3 record. You don't make the Big Ten championship game.
Okay.
So you go to a bowl game, yep, and your 9-3 season, hey, that was great and everything. Now we don't care.
It's not that they don't
care. Are you just going for the party?
That is exactly it.
You're going for the party.
It's an experience.
Okay.
That is what a bowl game is about. The football game, yes, that is the reason that you're going, is for the football game, but it's for the experience. There's a reason that there aren't bowl games in Des Moines, Iowa. There isn't a bowl game in Columbus, Ohio. There isn't a bowl game even in a great place like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You're going, and the reason that bowl games were created, to get out of the godforsaken weather
here. I agree with that.
Of the Midwest. That's why you're going to a bowl game.
Okay,
Jim,
I'm good with that.
Yeah, you want to see your team win. But really, that's not the most important part. It's very far down in the pecking order. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter one iota. There is absolutely no carryover. We've heard, momentum going into next year.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of studies done. There's no such thing as momentum from a bowl game into the next season.
I agree with that.
All these things that are out there, they're a bunch of hooey. There's no truth to those things that are out there.
It's hooey.
It is an exhibition game.
Okay.
That is all.
Okay.
It is a chance to go, follow your team,
have
enjoy
fun,
some nice weather, have a vacation.
Yeah.
Get out of here in the end of December, early January.
Sure.
That's what a bowl game is. Go back to the last bowl game for Iowa State.
That was, and I was there. It was in Memphis.
Yes.
And they got hammered by Tulsa.
And nobody cares.
Oh, they did. I was on that flight coming home. They were upset. The fans were upset that they looked ridiculous against Tulsa.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They were. They they had a great time. They had a great time on Beale Street.
Yes.
And they loved the party.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of long faces on the flights headed back to Des Moines.
Sure that wasn't a hangover?
It could have been.
Well, of course you're going to be upset about your team losing.
Okay.
I think you're missing the
point. What am I missing?
When people look back at that bowl
game, I think
game,
you're looking at it only from the fan standpoint. I'm looking at it from the school standpoint.
Well, who is the one in the end that's going to make a decision? Where is the pressure going to come
It's going to come from the fan base.
Yes.
So
right.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
So if the fans go
they
and have a great
nothing,
time, yeah,
Gary Barta is not going to be.
They don't give a rip.
That is not something to fire your athletic director over. Do you know how asinine that sounds?
No, I didn't say that. I was just saying, would he be back on thin ice again? As long as they make a bowl game, you think everything is cool. The only way he starts to feel the heat is if the Hawks do not make a bowl game.
Not the only way. See, you keep saying this.
Field. I'm just saying on the field, if they don't make a bowl game, then he starts to feel some pressure.
Well, that's not the only way either. If there is a mess of kids getting in trouble.
Okay.
There is a lot of things out there.
That
so, no,
go
this
into
is not
it.
The only way.
All right.
But the way that I look at it is, right now, everything's hunky-dory. He was able to survive. The money, we know. The amount of money that comes to the University of Iowa Athletic Department, $6.5 million, is not a big deal.
Not to them.
It isn't.
No.
It's a big deal to most everybody else, but to them, it's not. The reserves, they say it'll be a couple years. It won't even take that long.
You think it'll be a year?
They'll
have it back up?
I think it's built up already.
Oh.
I mean, again,
with the money contract that they get from Big Ten and everything else?
It's shifting a little money around here and there.
Yeah.
There are no concerns about that. It's much ado about nothing.
Okay.
Gary Barta is fine.
Okay.
His future is tied to the football program. His future is tied to the contract that he gave to Kirk Ferentz. That is where it is tied to.
Gotcha.
If he gets in trouble again, we're having a different conversation. If a bunch of other things happen in other athletic departments, sure, he might be in trouble. But in the here and now, he is fine. The $6.5 million doesn't matter. A bowl game doesn't matter for Gary Barta and his future.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Took you a while.
Well, I don't look at it from a fan perspective.
But you should.
Why?
Because that's who we're talking to.
Because is I go there to cover the game, so I expect to cover the game and see a good game.
You
have not a
blowout. Haven't covered a game in 7 years in Iowa City. Right?
I didn't say that. I'm talking about. I know you did. You little weasel.
I'm speaking the truth.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Hey, at least I'm honest.
Yes.
So from that standpoint, I would just like my team to be in a game in postseason play and not be out of it by halftime. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it's tied to football and then tied to ancillary things that would pop up, which you just described,
right?
Then he would feel pressure.
Absolutely. I mean, we could sit here for the next 2.5 hours and talk about things that could come up.
Yeah.
It's an exercise in futility.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no reason to sit here
and
speculate about things that he could get in trouble for.
I'm good
to do that.
All right, Rob Howe will be on the way roughly at about 12:25. We'll throw a few questions at him on this as well.
I'll let you do that.
I'll do that. I will. I know you're over it, fanboy. Here's the thing.
Whoa.
What's that?
Fanboy. Who is the one?
Yes.
That was killing Gary Barnett.
You did.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Who's the one that actually killed the contract when it was handed
out?
You
did.
Right.
Well, we both did. But so, you were on it before I was.
Yes, of
course. I know.
Because I actually do my homework, and I actually do my work here, and I actually come with an opinion.
I just have to bust on you once in a while. Well, come on, let me have a little fun.
But it's not fair. See, I bust on things that are fair.
No.
you've worked in this market for 7 years.
Yes.
And never been to Iowa City to cover an event.
I've driven through it.
You've never, not even through it. You've driven on the interstate.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
So I passed it.
So I could bust on you for that.
Yeah, you can.
You call me a fanboy, but you know that's not true.
That is, no. You do amazingly well. And this is in all sincerity. When things need to be said, you do take your fan hat off and you do come with strong opinions on that team.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that.
So don't call me fanboy. How dare you, Brinson? How about that All-Star game last night?
Well, look, I got into it a little bit. I thought Bryce Harper's catch was a nice catch. The hair flip was even better.
You wish he had hair like that.
You're not kidding. So do you.
Yeah.
We all do. That guy. And the coolest thing, though, and it even would have been better, Trent, was when they were interviewing Harper, and he's in right field.
Yeah.
They're talking to him live the whole inning.
That was awesome.
It would have been even better if a ball would have been hit to him.
Yeah.
And he continued the conversation while he was making a play on the ball.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't have been able to do that, the catch that he made, the sliding catch.
Well, no, not that one, no. But just
a lazy fly ball out there.
Yeah.
Few steps over, he's still talking.
Yeah, he's still talking.
I think we were all hoping.
And then
he asked
Joe Buck about the Cowboys because he's a boys fan.
Yeah.
And he asked him about Dak Prescott. I mean, that's all time. All time. That was sensational.
Well, let's go to the game last night. No score as they play in the top of the fifth inning. Miguel Sano comes to the plate, the runner up in the home run derby from the night before, and the first run of the night on the board.
Don't want to see. That shallow right, long run. Harper can't get there. Fair ball, and it's 1-0 AL.
So I figured, all right, here we go.
Yeah, we got a little action, a little offense.
Yeah, my team, Miguel Sano, he gets the hit.
Yeah.
Who came in the fifth? Brandon Kinstler. He would have been in line for the victory. And then who screws it up? Another Minnesota twin, Irvin Santana, giving up the home run to Yadier Molina to tie things up at one.
And still works like he's trying to make a team.
2-2 hit in the air, right field. Pretty well struck. Upton back, track, wall, out of here! Yadier Molina the other way. That one landed in the bullpen in right field. And we're starting over, tied at one.
So big smile on the face there for Yadier Molina. That was kind of a cool moment.
Yeah.
You could see just how excited, how happy he was to get the big hit in that one. Love that part. But the best part of the ball game comes in the sixth inning.
Wait, the photo?
Oh, absolutely.
This was great.
Here's the call from Fox last night as Nelson Cruz says, well, I want to get a picture with umpire Joe West.
Come on. Is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, don't freeze up on us.
Oh, no.
This is great.
best part of the ball game last
night. Oh, it was the best part.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, that's too bad. It froze up on you.
Unbelievable.
Here it is.
Come on. Somebody just take a pic?
It's good. It's not going to play.
Well, if you missed it.
Yes.
Nelson Cruz comes up, hands over his camera, his cell phone.
Yeah.
To Yadier Molina.
Yeah.
Goes to umpire Joe West, says, hey, get together here. We're going to take a picture. And Joe West, he's kind of like, eh.
And he says, let's do this. Didn't he say something? It was his 5,000th game or something like that?
Right, yeah.
So that's why he wanted that?
And the two old guys, Nelson Cruz, the old guy on the field.
And the old guy behind the umpire. See, old guys are cool.
No. Cool is a relative term. We finish up in the 10th inning. Robbie Cano going yard for the AL and giving them the lead in the top of the 10th.
And a 1-0 lead after 5. Molina's home run tied it in the 6th. Here we are in the 10th, and Wade Davis takes over on the mound. Yep. First up,
Chicago Cano.
Hard hit into right, back at the wall. Come on! Cano puts the AL on top, 2-1.
So just like that, the only Cubs player in the game gives up the game winner.
Oh, in typical Cubs fashion from this season.
Long ball.
The only Cub gives it up. A 2-1 victory for the American League. Their dominance in the All-Star game continues. But this one was just an exhibition. This time it did not count.
That is correct.
No home field advantage. So, well, my Twins, they more than likely will be on the road when they go in the World Series for games 1 and 2.
By the way, got a text from Hawk Raider. Says, bowl games matter to every Hawkeye fan. I know. Nobody cares about the AD. He says bowl games matter.
Matter in one sense.
I get your thought process. I do.
Do you look at 2015 as a disappointment because they got beat in the Rose Bowl? I don't.
No, I don't. They went 12-0.
Yeah. Do you look at 2002, the year that they lost to USC in the Orange Bowl, as a disappointment because that lost that game? I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
What about last year?
No.
Not a disappointment?
No. When I think back on 2016.
Upset Michigan?
That's what I will think about.
Okay.
I will think of that moment going onto the field as a fan for the first time in 12 years. Going on the field at Kinnick for the first time as a fan in 12 years. I will think of that Michigan game. I will think of hundreds of moments from the regular season before I ever think of the Florida game. When you win them, it's great. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of a season, I think you overrate them a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not saying they don't matter. But it's not just about the football game. That's not what a bowl game is about. As a fan, it's about the experience that goes along with it. That's what I was trying to get at with you.
All right. Now, he claims that the 12-0 was awesome. Once again, Hawk Raider. But it gutted the fan base.
Gutted the fan base. How so?
Maybe just because of it was over by halftime, I'm guessing. That the loss was so bad that they just got hammered, and the flight back wasn't as fun as if they would have lost by 14, you would have felt much better about it.
No, not necessarily.
Really?
You lose a heartbreaker. That's sometimes more difficult.
Getting blown out. You're right.
No.
Disagree.
I gutted the fan. What does that mean?
Has 140 characters.
I know. And context is important. In that one. We'll see if we can get a little bit more on that.
Okay.
But we're well overdue for a break. We got to take it here. We got Rob Howe coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on a lot of things in the Hawkeyes as he joins us next. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring.
And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
Buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that. Like getting you 20% off 3 or more items that fit inside. And donating $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good. And save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Get unbeatable quality and satisfaction guaranteed with Cabot exterior wood care products from Menards. Cabot offers the best finishes and protection to keep any exterior wood surface looking beautiful. It's great for fences, decks, furniture, and more. Choose from a wide selection of wood stains and find the color that's right for you. Right now, save $10 a gallon after rebate on Cabot stain. Find other great deals going on now during Menards' Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way until 3 today. Always fun when we get a chance to hook up with Rob Howe. HawkeyeNation.com, always good stuff on the site from Rob. He joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, boys.
Let's just kind of follow up with, and Trent and I discussed it while it was happening yesterday, Gary Barta's news conference, and we had a discussion on it again when we opened the program. Your thoughts on what you witnessed at that?
Yeah, it was pretty much what I expected, I think, Jim. It was something I think he and the university wanted to do before we got to Chicago in a couple weeks for the Big Ten media days. I don't think they wanted the Meyer Griesbaum cases taking away from, you know, what he was talking about in Chicago. So I think that's the reason why they did it yesterday. Maybe if anything, I was surprised there wasn't a little bit more contrition on his part, that, you know, he cost the university. And he did mention that it didn't just happen in a vacuum. It wasn't just his decision or decisions that were made during the process. But it just seemed like, yeah, whatever, the $6.5 million comes out of a reserve fund, we'll just get more money in there, and, you know, the jury got it wrong. That's basically what I took out of it, and that was the surprising thing to me. I thought maybe he would be more politically correct in it, but maybe we should be appreciative of him being more outspoken and saying what he felt. And, he certainly did that.
Now, going back to this, I'm surprised that he survived the way that he did. And and everything kind of happened. I think timing worked out very well with students not being around campus as this was all going down for the most part. But it's my opinion, Rob, and I want to get your thoughts on this, that his future really doesn't matter a whole lot of raising money and those kind of things. It's still tied to Kirk Ferentz and what happens going forward with him and the football program after the contract extension was given a year ago to Coach Ferentz, that's really what's going to decide the fate of Gary Barta. Are you willing to go down that road with me?
Yeah, I would agree, Trent. And also, he's not, you know, a spring chicken anymore. He's closer to the end of his career than he is at the beginning. And he's in a position now, and he just got an extension when you know, President Harrell took over. And he's got President Harrell on his side. He's obviously got Kirk on his side, you know, and the people that are part of the process of raising money for the university are on his side. And that's really what it's about. I mean, it's about making money and you know, being able to absorb a $6.5 million hit and, you know, come out and say yesterday that's not going to affect anything we do with our sports teams says a lot. So, you know, they're making money. They're up. Upgrading facilities, all the things that you want, you know, what is an independent portion of your university in a lot of ways because it's self-sufficient, are going in the right direction for them. And I think that ultimately is what helped him, what helped him survive a job, you know, something that others may not have survived.
Rob, let me, my follow-up question yesterday would have been, okay, you said that you were going to have independent investigators come in and go through and do an internal examination to make your department even better so things like this wouldn't happen. Did he indicate if that had taken place yet? And if it hasn't, did he indicate when it would?
He didn't. He indicated that it had not started yet, which was one of the more surprising things that came out of the, mm-hmm. the press conference yesterday. This stuff was wrapped up, you know, before the end of May, and now we're in the middle of July, and I would think it would be something on the front burner that they would want to take care of, and that falls at President Harrell's feet as much as it does Gary. I mean, Gary certainly, I would think, would want to push to have that done. If he's, you know, if he wants to be completely transparent and you know, show everybody that, you know, these cases were isolated, and as he said yesterday, you know, there's never been better culture in his department, which I think was a backhanded, you know,
right.
backhanded stab at the two women that, you know, took them to court or wanted to take them to court. But yeah, I that was the one thing to me is that's a bad look to me. I think that's something you want to get on right away. Maybe it's because of the summertime and people are in and out of the office or whatever, but I don't really see an excuse for not getting that thing started and done and reviewed right away.
Well, outside of the court case, there were some interesting things that came out. Let's start with the football team. A week ago, the big news was the Tiger Hawk on the 50. Mm-hmm. Gary Barta was asked yesterday about the water tower. He doesn't have any input on that one, unfortunately.
No, he does not, and neither do I. Didn't we talk about getting you guys up on that water tower
yes,
a few weeks
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've not started working on that either.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels of change in this town apparently are moving kind of slowly.
No surprise on that one, Rob. I don't have
on the water tower.
Well, over on the football field, night games. Conversation that normally by this time, Rob, we kind of know what the night games are going to be. Still no announcements there. Are we going to have to wait until Big Ten Media Day? Is it going to be even after that? Are we going to get any more with the Hawkeye football schedule?
No, I mean, I think we could get some more with the football schedule, but I also think that the TV, you know, the TV networks who are paying a ton of money for this, for the rights to these games, and I'm surprised they hadn't done this a longer, you know, sooner, I should say, but they have control basically of this thing within a couple weeks of the game, so they could pick and choose the prime night games that they want. So I think some of these games are just going to be hanging out there for a while until, you know, ESPN or Fox or Big Ten Network or whoever it is says, hey, you know, these two teams are 5-0 at this point. You know, this may not have looked like a desirable game or a marquee game before the season, but it does now. it gives them that flexibility. So they're not locked into, you know, saying in July or June or whatever, hey, this game looks good on paper. They can now actually wait to see how the teams are doing and then pick the best games or the games they want to, you know, broadcast the most or think gives them the best chance at viewership.
Mm-hmm. Will they look at the schedule and the first three games of the non-conference schedule? Have you on your site done win-loss at all? Have you played with that? And if so, where are you? If you haven't, then create something on this show.
Yeah, John Miller has done that. He's done his game by game to this point. But I have procrastinated as long, and I will continue to do so as long as I can, to gather as much information as I can before putting that out there. But, you know, the one that obviously sticks out to me, and I know a lot of people are thinking that the Wyoming game is, especially coming out off the North Dakota State game last year and, you know, their ability to come in here and upset the Hawkeyes, mm-hmm. You know, and with Allen being the quarterback that he is. But Wyoming did lose a lot as well.
They did.
So I still think that's a game, you know, first game out of the block that, you know, regardless of it being the whoever the quarterback is, their first game for Iowa, you still got to like Iowa at home. The game for me is the one at Iowa State. I think, you know, maybe I'm out of whack, but I think Iowa State's going to make a significant jump, for whatever you consider significant jump to be, this year, similar maybe to what Iowa did in 2000, Kirk Ferentz's second year. I think they're going to make some positive steps forward. Now, if it may not happen that early in the season when they play Iowa, but I think that's a really dangerous game for Iowa. A lot of firepower coming back on Iowa State's offense, and Iowa's really green at defensive tackle and also in the secondary. They've got basically three new starters in their secondary, and Iowa State will be able to throw the football. So you look at a matchup there, makes it very interesting.
So a new toy for the offense to play with, who the quarterback will be. We don't know that at this point, but something to help out in the backfield with the Akram Wadley back there. Tell us a little bit what you've heard out of Butler, and I believe yesterday he had a chance to talk to Akram Wadley, what he thought about having a new running mate back with him in the backfield.
Yeah, Akram handled it like a senior. You know, he said the more the merrier, and, you know, we welcome the competition, and he said the right things. Whether or not he would have said something if he was annoyed, he probably wouldn't. He's been around here long enough to know to say the right things. But I felt it was genuine. He believes in his ability, and I think he does want to win. And this is, as you said, this is a player that, you know, gives them a better chance to win. It gives them depth at a position where they were young behind Wadley with really very little experience. And Akinrabadi. And Torin Young, and then the two incoming freshmen. So Butler's, you know, ran for 1,300 yards in each of the last two seasons. I actually wrote some stories on him coming out of high school because Iowa looked at him when he was coming out of Chicago. They didn't end up offering in that class. They ended up taking Akram Wadley and LaShawn Daniels, and he ended up following Lester Erb, who at the time of during recruiting was at Iowa as the running back coach and was recruiting Chicago for Iowa. He went to Nevada, and James Butler ended up going with him and has had a really nice career to this point. And it'll be interesting to see how they figure out ways to use them both and get them on the field. Maybe they can get them on the field together, but, you know, with the inexperience at receiver and tight end and the experience at running back and the offensive line, you would figure they find a way to utilize both of these guys to help this offense, you know, take a step forward from what it was last year.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I could see a two-back set, and then one of them goes in motion and is in a passing route, or they slide them up to the slot someplace.
I think they're extending Akram Wadley's playbook as well, Jim. He talked about that a little bit yesterday, just about kind of him getting deeper into the playbook, and maybe he, you know, when, like you said, if they use a two-back set, you split one of them out. One of them goes in motion. Do some different things. Mm-hmm. Surprise the defenses. We talk about Iowa being predictable on offense. That's the hope for me going into the season with Brian Ferentz, that we see some different things with the tight end, running seam routes down the middle, crossing routes from the receivers, putting the backs in motion, letting them catch more passes, you know, making the other team, making the defense think more about what you're going to do. Your bread and butter is going to be the running game, play action, things like that, but you can complement that by doing some different things, and I think they have some pieces to be able to do that.
Big Ten Media Day right around the corner, Rob. I'm sure you guys will have people over there for HawkeyeNation.com. And with it, it'll be Josie Jewell there for the second consecutive year. It'll be Matt Vandenberg and Sean Wells. No Akram Wadley. Akram's a guy that can maybe go off script a little bit. You think that might be a reason we're not going to see Wadley there?
It's hard to say, Trent, if that played into it. I wouldn't want to speculate what Kirk was thinking on this one. You know, in the past of being around him and going to all these things through the years, he really does try to reward the guys he thinks that deserve to be rewarded. And I think he was left with a tough decision this year because I don't think that Akram didn't deserve to be rewarded. He just felt like the three guys, Sean Welsh, Matt Vandenberg, Josie Jewell, who was the first junior and only junior to ever go with him to Chicago. I just think he felt like those three guys were more deserving. From a personal standpoint, as much as I like those three guys and enjoy interviewing them, I do enjoy interviewing Akram. And I think from a national media perspective, I think Akram would have been the better choice because he's a little bit more out there and more marketable. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of people nationally talking about guys on Iowa, he's one of the guys. So him not being there, I think, takes away from it a little bit. But if he has a good season and Iowa has a good season, he's going to get plenty of attention throughout the year.
Quickly, before we let you run, take me to basketball and what took place so far in the PTL. What has wowed you, if anything, so far?
I was expecting the two incoming big men to be contributors this year. I think they may be bigger contributors than I initially thought, just because of their versatility and their ability, and Iowa's need for somebody around the rim. But if there's one guy that I think that stood out and to me has made the most progress since last season, and I thought he played well in spots last year, is Ryan Kreener. He was really good the other night. He scored 42 the other night against Tyler Cook's team, and hit threes, shoots it with both hands around the rim, really soft touch. He's just getting stronger, being able to run the floor a little bit more. He was sick last year and missed the PTL and got kind of a slower start and conditioning and things like that. And it took him a while to get his feet under him. And then Fran went to him later in the year. I think a lot of the fans maybe focused on the new guys coming in. Kreiner is right in that mix for playing time in the front court, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's the guy. If he's getting more minutes than Garza and Nunji. But the good thing is all of those guys can play multiple positions. So Fran has the ability to mix and match, play the hot hand, play matchups, things like that. So the depth is there. The question mark for me really is in the backcourt. You know, how do you make up for Peter Jock?
Right.
How do you defend the perimeter? They were not good at on-ball defense last year, and they've got to be much better this year.
Good stuff, Rob. Always appreciate it. We'll talk again here in just a couple of weeks, and means even closer to football season, which is always a good thing. Enjoy the summer. Hopefully it doesn't tick away too fast. We'll talk soon, Rob. Thanks for your time.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Rob. Thank you. That's Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. It's the Big Talker, 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for just $4.29 a quart. Quality motor oil at an affordable price. A deal so good it practically sells itself. Which begs the question, what do we do with the rest of this commercial? Repeat the deal, I guess. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.29 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/17.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees. Just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah!
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. That was great stuff from Rob Howe. Always a pleasure having him on the show. Zub Mahente from ESPN will join us at 1 o'clock. And we'll get into this a lot more. Trent, I know that you don't care. You have no interest in the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight.
No, not at all.
However, they had over 10,000 people show up for the news conference yesterday in Los Angeles. And did those two guys ever put on a show? And the F-bombs were flying, and some of them made it over the air that weren't clipped. I'm surprised they didn't do a 7-second delay. I mean, that's what we have here at the radio station.
Most, we have 10.
We have 10? Okay. I mean, every radio station that does talk, whether if it's sports talk or news talk, we all operate on a delay. So if some buffoon says something, like me,
yes,
and Trent has to hit the dump button,
which I have had to do a few times,
yeah, then you're covered and the FCC doesn't get angry and fine us. Because we don't have any money, so we couldn't pay it anyway, so we'd probably end up in the slammer for a few days. The thing that caught me off guard, though, was both guys just decided that they were just going to use street language and just let it go. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was nuts. It was like, you son of a beep, you son of a beep, 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 beep. I mean, it was unbelievable with the way that they were beeping. So when Zubin comes on, we'll get into that with him for a little bit. I think they have four more places they're going to go. I think they're going to Toronto and New York and someplace else, a couple other spots to promote the fight. Look, it was revealed yesterday that Floyd Mayweather owes a mere $22 million to the IRS. Now, we would look at that figure and pass out. Him, on the other hand, who has made over $700 million in his young lifetime, I don't get why he just didn't pay that off. I don't understand why. You knew you had your taxes. You couldn't have blown through. I mean, when you made the $100 million for the Pacquiao fight, government takes 50%.
Yep.
You got 50. So.
Hey, he got a lot of hangers-on.
I know
he's
got a lot
of houses.
Yeah.
He got a lot of bets.
Yeah.
That $50 million doesn't go nearly as far as it used to, Jim.
I haven't heard it quite put that way before, so that was good. $50 million doesn't go quite like it used to. Okay.
It's like the Patrick Ewing.
Yes, I do remember that.
During the NBA lockout.
Yes.
And he explained, well, yeah, we make a lot of money, but
we spend a lot of money. Yeah.
I love that explanation.
Oh, God, that was unbelievable.
Like Pat.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll get into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game a little bit with Zubin.
Yep.
And we'll probably do some NBA talk with all the guys that are going to different teams and see how is it me or do I see Zubin on anchoring on ESPN more than any other anchor?
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's there a lot.
He's there. He's on air a lot. I mean, I know they like him and he's very good at what he does.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. But every time I turn it on, Zubin.
Do you think he gets to go to the ESPYs ever? That's tonight.
That's tonight. No, he's probably working.
Right.
Yeah.
Has he ever got to go?
I don't know. We'll ask him.
Because I'm going to throw some of these things at you and see where you'd be voting a little later, Jimmy.
Okay.
We'll make our votes for the ESPYs.
Okay, gotcha.
There's some winners already, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, some very cool stories that are out there, but best male athlete, female athlete, championship performance, breakthrough athlete, record-breaking performance, upset, game of the year, comeback athlete, play, team, on down the list. So we'll do that a little bit later on in the show today. There is, there's not a whole lot of games to talk about.
No, there are no games.
You want to break down Wimbledon?
NBA Summer League.
Summer League?
Look, at Wimbledon, let's quickly tell you what happened on the men's draw. Roger Federer advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Cilic advanced. However, Novak Djokovic is out. He had to retire with a shoulder injury. And for the first time in like 700 years, an American man has made it to the semifinals. Sam Querrey.
Omaha's own.
Sam Querrey.
Yes.
Is in the Wimbledon semifinals as he ousts Andy Murray, the number one seed and the defending Wimbledon champion today, in five sets.
I have a feeling if you would have bet Querrey today, you would have made a pretty penny.
Ooh.
I did not.
You did not take a taste.
I should have.
You should have. All right, we're coming right back. Zubin on the way, everybody, on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating Carquest stores.
This is Charles Osgood. Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews, hiring is hard. But Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your jobs, manage candidates, schedule interviews, all on Indeed. And since independent research shows Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. Right now, Indeed is giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is a message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon, sponsored by Media.